Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, so we're introducing a new topic for the week. And as you can see, the weather is finally good enough in Ajax that I can actually film outside again for the first time in a very long time. It's the first winter we've filmed challenges for Redeem the Commute where we've had to film indoors the entire time up until mid-March. Now, our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. If you've never explored Christianity at all, we'll be trying to build on some of the basic concepts in these challenges, not introduce them. So check out that course if that's a bit more appropriate for you. It's in the same website or app, split up into 10 minutes a day as well. Now, part of our challenges is that we keep in sync as a community. Even though we're not always meeting together face to face, we're learning the same things in sync with one another, even as we go about our lives. So we have a rhythm to help us do that, where every Monday we introduce the idea for the week, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see what that means, every Thursday we try to apply and live it out, Fridays we pray and reflect, and then Saturday is a day for rest, and Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we meet together every second Sunday at a service we call the Family Room. You can visit redeemerajax.ca for more information on those services. If you happen to live close enough to Ajax to attend, I definitely encourage you to try it out. Now, I heard a really interesting story this week. We're gonna provide a link to a video that tells the story in case you're interested in hearing more. But it was about a man who said he was really living for adrenaline and excitement because he just felt bored in life. And he found something that fueled his ego. Robbing banks. Yes, I'm talking about the story of a real life bank robber. He wasn't, by the sounds of it, doing it really just for the money. It was about the adrenaline and about the ego and the power that it felt it gave him. It was about him feeling like a god. Now, he said that all changed when he had a baby. And he realized it just didn't make sense anymore. He suddenly woke up to the reality of what he was doing. He was stealing. He was a criminal. He was putting his family at risk. He was not doing something that he should. And so that's when he decided to change things. He actually called the police and turned himself in. And he says that his first night that he spent in jail, when he woke up from that, it was the first time he'd felt at peace. It was the first time he felt freedom from the life that he'd been living. Even though he'd been living it and it had been exciting and fueling his ego, he'd realized just how empty it really was. And that although he felt powerful and like he was in charge of his own life and making his own way, it was actually all an illusion. He realized that there were bigger things in life than him. Well, he did his time in jail. He's out now, and part of the story that I'm not going to tell much of here is that he actually paid off his restitution. He paid off about $40,000 in restitution for what he'd done. Pretty interesting story of a man who thinks he's running the show. He's in charge of his own life. He's in charge of his own little world. And then it all comes crashing down one day. Well, this week we're going to be exploring a story from the Bible, from the Old Testament, of somebody who really truly thought he was a god. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And how one fateful day, that all started to fall apart as plague after plague after plague came upon him and upon his country to show him who was really boss. So that's what we'll explore this week. But first, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends, neighbors, family members, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life you can share our challenges with, because these aren't meant for you to do alone. They're meant for you to share with others. When have you come to a sudden realization you were wrong? Did you change or admit you were wrong, or did you try to cover it up? Well, that's your challenge for today. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.